Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, like always, we start off with mentioning the virtue and excellence of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, with regards to reciting salawat on Friday, regarding the importance of reciting salawat on Friday, our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa, the last and final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, whoever sent durood upon me on the day of Friday, I will intercede, I will make shafa'at for him on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. My dear brothers, be ready. Inshallah, on this day, recite as much durood-e-paak you can, inshallah. We should recite durood-e-paak every day. There's not a fixed time, morning, day, evening, night time, before you go to bed. But in particular, on the day of Friday. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will reap the blessings where we will have the barakat and blessings showering upon us. We'll also be acting upon this beautiful narration which will help us to gain the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. With just once, with love and focus, let's recite Durood-e Paak again. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The last final prophet of Allah Ta'ala is reported to have said, Afdalul amal an-niyyatu sadiqa, which means a truthful intention is the best action. Therefore, those who are watching this program on Madani channel and those who are here, let us reflect upon our purpose today. Why are we here? Why are you here in this ijtima? And if we were to question ourselves, we will be able to identify, or we will be able to correct our intentions. So some of the intentions that we should be having are that we will listen to the entire bayan from beginning to the end with focus, attentively. So if someone comes or goes, or if you're watching at home, whatever is happening in your living room, that should not affect your focus. Remain focused throughout the bayan. And also during the speech, if possible, try to sit in the folded leg position as you sit in salah. If you can, sit in a respectful manner because of the adab and respect of Islamic knowledge. And if possible, during the speech, try your best to refrain from being lazy or fidgeting or talking to someone else. And listen to the bayan so that you can reform yourself. So you can take some knowledge, you can rectify yourself, you can become a better person. And also have this intention that whatever you learn from today's speech, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will remember it, you will practice on it, and also you will pass it on to others, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Today, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will talk upon the topic of how to spend Ramadan in the best possible way. Subhanallah, inshallah Azza wa Jal, during the speech, possibly near the end, I will mention a narration, a khutbah, a beautiful account in which we will learn how to spend the beautiful month of Ramadan in the best possible way. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. So stay tuned, watch this program till the end, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. And those who are here, please remain focused. Before I continue the topic, I want to start off with a beautiful account. A great Sahabi, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was once traveling with his companions, and they reached a place where they paused, where they stopped, and they decided to sit together and have a meal. As they lay down the dining mat, a shepherd approached. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to this shepherd, please come, join us and have some meal. And this young shepherd, he replied that, I'm sorry, I'm fasting. I can't join you, I can't eat because I'm fasting. And Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to this young man, are you keeping an optional fast in the severe heat whilst grazing the goats in the mountains? He was surprised, he was shocked that this young man is keeping a fast in this particular state. The shepherd replied, by Allah, I am only doing this to make up for the previous days. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he intended to test this young man. He said to him, will you sell one of your goats to me? In return, we will give you its price and also some of the meat so you can have it at iftar. This young man, the shepherd, replied, these goats are not mine. They belong to my master. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu continued to test the piety of this young man and said to him, tell your master that a wolf came and ate one of your goats. He won't know. No one's going to find out. The shepherd replied, then where is Allah? In other words, Allah is watching me and He knows the truth and He will hold me accountable for this. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was so impressed by this young man, by his response. Subhanallah. Time passed. When Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned to the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, he bought this young slave and all the goats from the slave master. And then Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu freed the shepherd and gave all the goats as a gift to him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear brothers and youngsters and elders who are part of this Sunnah inspired Ijtima today, from this account, there are so many valuable lessons we can take. One of them is, did you see the unshakable iman, faith of this young shepherd, that he had the trust in Allah, his iman and trust in Allah. He had the opportunity. He was given a mega offer. He could have fallen in the trap. But he said no. He said no. My Allah is watching me. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers, in this there's a very great lesson for us. If we get into a situation where things become difficult, the temptation of dunya is in front of us, we're about to do wrong things, even if no one is watching, even if you think no one's going to hold you accountable, then remember one thing. Allah is watching. Our Rabb is watching. Allahu Akbar. Only if we had this enthusiasm, this passion, and this mindset that whenever we are lazy in salah, when we are about to say wrong words, you know, swear words or words of cheat, lies, when we are about to break our promises, on them occasions only if we remembered Allah is watching me. My dear brothers, this is a very important statement that we can take away today. That wherever you are, in whichever part of the world you're in, whichever state you're in, Allah is watching us. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to have this mindset during that time, the time of difficulty, the time of temptation. My dear brothers, another beautiful lesson we learn from this account is that, subhanallah, the pious saints, the great Muslims of Islam, they were so enthusiastic when it comes to voluntary worship, voluntary fasts. Even in the scorching, blazing hot days, they kept voluntary fasts, seeking to draw closer to Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah. My dear brothers, those individuals who normally are lazy, who are heedless during the month of Ramadan, and they have this habit that during the month of Ramadan, they miss their fard fasts. Those people must take heed and seek forgiveness and do tawbah in the court of Allah and mentally prepare yourself for the upcoming Ramadan without a shari'i reason, without a valid Islamic reason. We are not allowed to miss even a single fast of Ramadan. My dear brothers, please keep in mind those individuals who are lazy, even in the month of Ramadan, they're not passionate. They don't have the energy to put forward their efforts towards performing good deeds. They will have a timetable. As the beautiful month of Ramadan is around the corner, there are people who will be planning ahead, planning for the month of Ramadan. They will be planning their schedule. Some will be planning their journey of Ramadan where they could maximize the blessings and virtues. They could increase their efforts in ibadat. On the other side, there will be people who will be planning ahead. How can I maximize the business? How can I maximize the time that so that I don't feel hungry during the day? What can I do during the day? Should I play sports every day? Some people, during the Taraweeh Salah, whilst the Muslims are rushing towards the masjid, there are a group of people, and it happens, you can say everywhere, there are a group of people, instead of heading towards the masjid, they go to somewhere else. They have their own circles. Either they're playing sports for 2-3 hours. Whilst the Muslims are busy worshipping Allah Ta'ala and offering Taraweeh Salah, there's always people who will gossip, who will spend that time in sports so that people won't find out, so people won't know that he's not performed his Taraweeh Salah. So everyone will be busy in preparing themselves for the month of Ramadan. The question is, how am I preparing? What type of preparation am I going to make for this Ramadan? With regards to the importance and the significance of Ramadan, our Rabb Allah Ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. The translation from the magnificent Kanzul Iman, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran descended, it is guidance and direction for the people. And it contains clear criterion to judge between right and wrong. So whoever amongst you finds this month must fast for the whole month. Subhanallah. My dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in this verse, our Rabb Allah Ta'ala explained the speciality of the beautiful month of Ramadan, in which we learn that the fact that the magnificent Quran, the glorious Quran was descended, was revealed in the blessed month of Ramadan. Along with this, in this verse we learn the importance and the order, the command of Allah Ta'ala, which is to fast for the entire month of Ramadan. My dear brothers, after believing in the oneness of Allah, the prophets, and all the essentials of deen, it is obligatory, it is necessary for all the sane Muslims who have reached puberty to fast, just as it is obligatory for them to perform salah. So if five times salah is fard upon you, then it is necessary for you to perform, to fast for the whole month of Ramadan. My dear brothers, let me share with you an interesting fact. Subhanallah. We know that it is fard to perform fasts in the month of Ramadan. However, when did this obligation come? When did this farziyat, when did it become farz upon us? When was it? What was the Islamic date? Subhanallah. The Islamic date in which this great form of worship became fard upon us was 10th of Sha'ban, 2nd Hijri. 10th of Sha'ban, 2nd Hijri. My dear brothers, the greatest act of worship to perform during Ramadan is to fast. To fast, this is the one of the greatest form of ibadat in the month of Ramadan. Therefore, my dear brothers, all those who are watching this program, make this niyat, make this intention today that inshallah azawajal, this year, if Allah Ta'ala allows to reach Ramadan, then inshallah azawajal, we will fast for the whole month of Ramadan. Inshallah azawajal. And as soon as the beautiful month of Ramadan arrives, we must engage ourselves in different forms of worship. Countless excellences are connected with fasting. And with regards to this, it is reported in the Hadith Pak that our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, "Man sama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan out of sincerity, out of sincere iman, and hoping for reward, all his previous sins will be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. In another place, our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa, the last and final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, "Undoubtedly, there is a gate in Jannah known as Ar-Rayyan. There is a gate, an entrance of Jannah called Rayyan. Those who keep fasts will enter through it on the day of Qiyamah. And none except them will enter this gate." This gate is exclusive for those who fast. Subhanallah. On the day of Qiyamah, someone will make this announcement. It will be said, "Where are those who used to fast? Where are those who used to fast?" And all those people who used to fast in the dunya, they will stand, and none except them will enter through this gate. After the entry, the gate will be closed, and no one else will enter through it. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers, one of the main reasons why we should fast in the month of Ramadan is to act upon the fard, to act upon the command of Allah Ta'ala. However, there are many other benefits and reasons why we should fast during the month of Ramadan. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, now I will mention some of the reasons and wisdom behind fasting. Number one, due to being in the state of fasting, one will fear Allah in seclusion and in public. He who fasts is striving to gain the pleasure of Allah. Why is he fasting? He's fasting to please Allah. He is protected from the fire of hell and the displeasure of Allah. He who fasts finds steadfastness in obeying Allah. Allahu Akbar. Those people who struggle to obey Allah, one of the things that we can keep in mind is when you're struggling and you want to gain that spiritual power to stay away from sins, keep fasts. He who fasts finds steadfastness in obeying Allah. He is helped in refraining from disobedience and gains the ability to reform his nafs. And his desires, his temptations towards the sins become weaker. He gains physical and spiritual tahara, purity. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, my dear brothers. As we are getting this opportunity to do the dhikr and remember the importance and the significance of the beautiful month of Ramadan, before we continue, let me share with you another beautiful aspect of why Ramadan is known as Ramadan. Why do we call it Ramadan? It is mentioned that the word Ramadan comes from the root word Ramdun. So Ra, Mim, Dad, Ramdun. And which means to burn with heat. To burn with heat. In ancient Arabia, when the names of months were introduced, they were named in correspondence with the weather at that respective time. For example, Ramadan came during the period of hot weather, which led it receiving this name. So Ramadan means to burn with heat. However, our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, this month was named Ramadan because it burns sins. It burns sins. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers, there are other names of Ramadan as well. Ramadan is known as the month of patience. Ramadan is known as the month of compassion. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great thinker of Islam, he writes that Ramadan is the month of increasing sustenance. And he says that there are specific dates and times in every month that have special form of worship. For example, Hajj during the specific days of Eid al-Adha. So in other months, there are specific days or certain times and moments that are special, that are significant. However, in the month of Ramadan, every day, every moment, every second of Ramadan has a great importance and significance. Fasting is worship. Iftar is worship. Waiting to perform Taraweeh Salah is worship. Performing Taraweeh Salah is also worship. Waiting until the time of Suhoor is Ibadah. Even sleeping is Ibadah. Then waking and eating the Suhoor meal is also worship. In a nutshell, every moment of this beautiful month of Ramadan is precious, is a means of rahmah and blessings. Subhanallah, my dear brothers, the month of Ramadan is around the corner. Mentally prepare yourself for beautiful acts that you could perform in this beautiful month of Ramadan. Let's not spend this coming Ramadan in heedless. Let's not waste these precious moments. Instead, let's busy ourselves in various acts of ibadat. Let's recite the glorious Quran. Let's increase our efforts in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala and performing other good deeds. Allahu Akbar, thank Allah Ta'ala for allowing us to experience the wonders of Ramadan one more time. The virtues and excellence of this beautiful month of Ramadan, what can we say? How can we talk about the importance and the significance of the month of Ramadan? My dear brothers, subhanallah, when we study the books and we hear and read, there's one beautiful narration that a great Sahabi, Sayyiduna Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, explains with regards to the importance and the significance of Ramadan, and in particular how we can spend the beautiful month of Ramadan in the best possible way. As I promised earlier, I will be sharing with you today how we can spend the beautiful Ramadan in the best possible manner. And this is the time. Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that on the final day of Sha'ban, the last and final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam delivered a sermon, delivered a khutbah, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O people, a sacred month of blessing is approaching. Allah made it necessary to fast during this month. It is sunnah to stand in worship throughout the night in Taraweeh Salah. He who performs a good deed during this month, it is as if he has performed a fard act in other months. He who performs a fard act, it is as if he has performed 70 of them in other months. This is the month of patience. And the reward of patience, this is the month of sabr. And the reward of sabr is Jannah. This is the month of compassion and goodness. And sustenance of believers is increased. He who provides iftar for someone fasting has earned forgiveness of his sins. Such a person gains salvation from the fire and the same amount of reward as the one who is fasting without any reduction." My dear brothers, on this occasion, the honorable Sahaba, some of them said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, some of us don't possess enough money to present a meal to the fasting people for iftar. Some of them don't have the means." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, the mercy for the universe. Our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam explained them, "Allah Azza wa Jal will grant this reward to he who provides a date." So someone who provides a date for iftar, a sip of water, just a sip of water, or a sip of milk to whoever is fasting. This is the month whose beginning is mercy, middle is forgiveness, and end is freedom from hell. He who reduces the workload of his servant and those who are under his employment or his supervision during the month, Allah Almighty will forgive him and grant him salvation, protection from hellfire. Whoever feeds a fasting person to a stomachful, Allah will allow him to drink from my kawthar, from my fountain, in such a manner that he will never feel thirsty again until he reaches Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, if we keep this hadith in mind, this khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our minds, we will be able to spend Ramadan in the best way possible, as it provides excellent guidance with regards to how to spend Ramadan, keeping all the fasts for the whole month of Ramadan, consistently performing Taraweeh Salah. So those who have a habit to connect with the masjid for a few days and they go missing, and then they turn back, return to the masjid on the last day of Ramadan. Please, this Ramadan, make it different. Make the niyat, make this intention that this year we will try our best to perform all our Taraweeh Salah in the masjid. From this khutbah, we also learn that we should increase our efforts in performing nafal actions, voluntary deeds. In this beautiful month of Ramadan, we need, as we should be doing anyway, but in this month, we make sure we put extra efforts in performing our salah, our daily salah, more punctually, without missing a salah. So during the whole month of Ramadan, make this intention that I will not miss even a single salah, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. We can spend this month being patient when we have to face pain and difficulty, being compassionate and being kind to our Islamic brothers and family, seeking the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. We should spend this month in seeking the mercy. Ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, shower your mercy. Ya Allah, I beg for your rahmah. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Spend this month seeking forgiveness, pleading to be saved from the fire of hell, providing iftar to those who are fasting. These are some of the ways of how we can spend the beautiful month of Ramadan. My dear brothers, if we were to spend Ramadan performing these beautiful acts, inshallah azza wa jal, we will acquire unimaginable blessings in this month. You will also please Allah azza wa jal and his messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If Allah wills, your sins will be forgiven, you will be freed from hell, and you will drink from the fountain of Kawthar, and you will be entered into Jannah, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear brothers, in this beautiful month of Ramadan, we should increase our efforts in performing dhikr, remembering Allah Ta'ala. I will share with you quickly two narrations, two beautiful sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In this beautiful month, there are four actions, four things that we can do, and we should do more frequently. And there are only four things. So I want you to remember these. Those who are watching, please try to remember these. Only four actions. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, say four things abundantly in this month, in kathrat, a lot of times. Two of them are means through which you may please your Rabb, and they are bearing the testimony of faith, saying La ilaha illallah. So repeating this dhikr, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Doing dhikr, increase your efforts in this beautiful month of Ramadan, doing dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And the second is, do istighfar, repent. Ya Allah, please forgive me. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So the first is, La ilaha illallah. Okay, do the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. The second is, do istighfar, astaghfirullah. And the two which you are not able to do without, what are them two things? They are asking Allah Azza wa Jal asking and, you know, begging in the court of Allah, making dua. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bless me. Give me the entry to Jannah. Asking for Jannah and seeking refuge from hell. So these are four things we should consistently ask in the beautiful month of Ramadan. Okay, I will quickly repeat so you can remember these and try to act upon this, in particular in the beautiful month of Ramadan. First is, do increase the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. The second is do istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. The third, ask Allah for Jannah. Ask Allah. Don't just look at yourself. Sometimes when we look at yourself and you look at your sins and you realize that from head to toe we are drowned in sins. We've done so much wrong. But even then, remember our Rabb is the most merciful. He is the one who forgives. He is the one who decides who will enter Jannah. Therefore, spend this month asking for Jannah. And also, spend a lot of time asking for refuge, protection from the fire of hell. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second narration in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, he who makes dhikr of Allah during Ramadan, he who invokes the dhikr of Allah during the month of Ramadan is forgiven. And he who asks from Allah in this month will not be deprived. This is the month of asking. This is the month of making dua. Therefore, don't be stingy. Ask for his mercy. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to spend this beautiful month of Ramadan in the best possible way. May we spend this beautiful month of Ramadan in connecting ourselves with the Quran. Ramadan is the month of Quran. Early on, we recited the verse from the Quran in which we learned that the Quran was revealed in the beautiful month of Ramadan. So let's make this Ramadan a reason for connecting with the Quran. Those who are not able to recite Quran with tajweed, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Make this Ramadan a reason for you to connect with the Quran. Learn how to recite Quran with tajweed correctly, so that you can be saved from sins, so that you can correct your salah. Those individuals who want to learn Quran with tajweed, there are so many opportunities available. And Dawat Islami gives you those opportunities as well. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has an online platform of Madrasatul Madina, Faizan Online Academy, through which brothers or sisters, you can learn on one-to-one basis. And most of the time that suits you, half an hour slots, 1 hour slots, you have different courses that you can enroll to. So you can, that's one opportunity. Second opportunity is, if there is local Dawat Islami Center, Faizan Madina, in your locality, or Madrasatul Madina, reach out to them. If there are Dawat Islami brothers or sisters in your locality, reach out to them. Possibly they will have arranged adult Quran classes to help you, to assist you. Don't be ashamed. Don't be as embarrassed. Instead, have this passion. I want to connect with the Quran. I want to improve. Alhamdulillah, there are brothers who will be running these classes possibly every day after Fajr Salah. Some people will be running these classes after Zuhr Salah. Some people will be running these classes after Asr and before Iftar. So if you can find these opportunities around you, now make most of them. Don't just wait and see what's going to happen. Reach out to these people. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to make this Ramadan a life changer for us, a game changer, a reason for us to connect with the Quran. In fact, this is the month in which many individuals who have this love of reciting Quran, they normally have a goal. Right from the beginning, they have this goal that in this whole month, I want to complete one cycle of the Quran. I want to recite the whole Quran at least once in the beautiful month of Ramadan. And that's a beautiful habit. That's a beautiful habit. But there's something else I want to bring your attention towards. Read the Quran. Those who can read correctly with tajweed, do recite Quran daily. There are so many blessings and virtues for this. However, also spend some time to understand the Quran as well. Alhamdulillah, Dawood Islami gives you that opportunity. Dawood Islami has published a Urdu translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman, and an English version of the translation Kanzul Iman is available as well. Very modern, recently translated in the English language. It's available in the physical form as well. You can buy it from Maktabatul Madina website. You can also reach out to get hold of a PDF from online, from the website of Dawood Islami. Or you can download the app of Quran, Quran Pak, published by the app made by Dawood Islami, which gives you that function of reading it with translation. So if there's anyone here in the audience, those who are watching this program, is there anyone who makes this goal for this Ramadan, that inshallah azawajal, in this Ramadan, I will read the whole Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman? Is there anyone? MashaAllah, some brothers have made intention, they are raising their hands. MashaAllah. And those who are watching this, what are you waiting for? Make this a firm intention that this year, this Ramadan, I will recite the whole Quran with translation from beginning to the end. And those who can, every day, maybe a one raku, two raku, one quarter, whatever time you could spend, read the Quran with commentary as well. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to increase our efforts in the beautiful month of Ramadan. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mubalik for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say, O Mubalik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say.